Welcome to this Kaiomiya Centered Resonance podcast, quantum energy education for real-world results.
Hi, welcome to this podcast. You know that feeling when you feel like you're in the fog and you've been putting energy and effort into something and then you just feel like you're not getting anywhere? Well, just from my own experience, that's kind of what I've been going through for, it feels like forever, with regard to my writing and finding a way forward with things. And it's sort of one step forward and then four steps back. And you find yourself on this roller coaster ride of being on a high when something seems to be coming, working out. The next minute, it can feel like you're being ghosted. And I know with regard to energy work, it's all a perception of reality, and you can stay anchored in source and still look out, say it's all an illusion, and have that inner knowingness that ultimately things are going to turn out good. But in the meanwhile, your ego and your thoughts play havoc and wreak havoc with your emotions if you're not careful. So with regard to myself, it's, as I say, with writing and literary agents and moving forward with things. J.K. Rowling and her over 100 rejections, she's my anchor at the moment. I keep reminding myself, if she can do it, then so can I. But I'm sure in your own life, there's things, maybe if it's not with writing, with other things where you've felt like that or have felt like that with dynamics with people or work or relationships. So this activation is to help with moving through that fog and staying anchored on the ground beneath your feet and staying anchored in your own courage with moving forward and not giving up. So if you would just like to take a moment and take a deep breath in and release it slowly. And take another deep breath in. And gently release it slowly, bringing your awareness into your body. And bringing your attention to the top of your head. The first colour that you think of, imagine you can see the coloured light above your head, that colour. And slowly and gently, the coloured light starts to flow down through and around your face. Just using your imagination, follow the flow of the light as it flows through and around your eyes and eyelids and through and around your jaw, and just have an awareness of your face melting into a state of relaxation as the coloured light gently flows down your head and neck into your shoulders. And just for a moment, focus on your shoulder muscles. And imagine that you can see the coloured light soaking into that part of your body, soaking into the muscles. And the muscles respond, becoming limp and loose. As slowly and gently the light flows down your arms into your hands and fingers. And then continues to flow down your spine, down your chest, down through your torso. And as it gently flows through your body, eases away any tension. And slowly and gently the light flows down through your hips and pelvis, down your legs and into your feet. Just for a moment, focus on your feet and have an awareness of how they're resting against the ground. And then, following the natural rhythm of your breathing, the coloured light flows out beyond your feet, forming the shape of roots, like the roots of an enormous tree. Just for a moment, have an awareness of the roots going deeper and deeper into the ground beneath you. Stretching and expanding, deepening your connection to earth. And maybe you even feel like a pull from the planet as your roots connect, going deeper and deeper. Just send your awareness through the earth and have an awareness of the different layers of the earth's crust, the different rocks and crystals. And maybe you have an awareness of caves and underground waterfalls and rivers. And maybe even within and beyond that, you become aware of the energy frequency of Earth that has no physicality at all, but is there like a pulse and a rhythm. Just stretch and expand. Be open to receive whatever it is, whatever you sense, whatever comes into your awareness. And within the rhythm and the dynamics of all these things is a beautiful core of energy. Just allow this energy to come into your awareness, crystalline core of light. And notice how your roots automatically flow and absorb within and around this light. And the light flows back up your roots into your feet. Your feet may tingle, become warm, as the flow of light gently soaks into your feet and then flows up your legs into your base chakra. Just for a moment, focus on the bottom of your spine and have an awareness of your base chakra being opened and activated as this energy from Earth opens and expands. Using your imagination, imagine you can see your base chakra as an orb of light. And every time you breathe out, this orb of energy becomes larger and brighter, expanding further and further through and around your body, deepening your connection to Earth and also to the cosmos, the rhythm and pulse of life. Then slowly and gently the light works higher into your lower back and into your sacral. Again, just for a moment, focus on your sacral chakra and imagine that you can see your sacral chakra opening and expanding, becoming larger and brighter, an orb of energy that expands within and around your body, strengthening your courage, opening you to the possibility of the infinite nature of the cosmos. Opening you to the transition of things coming and going like a flow. And you observe, as the observer, standing and observing and receiving. Standing in the light of who you are. Knowing that all things come and go and flow. And that life is a dance that you simply have to participate in and enjoy. As slowly the light flows higher into your solar plexus. And as this crystalline light flows into your solar plexus, just focus on your solar plexus and imagine that you can see it shining like a star or the sun. And each time you breathe out, the energy of the star becomes brighter and the light expands within and around your body. Every time you breathe out, the light becoming brighter and stronger, surrounding you with a sense of calm and well-being. Surrounding you with a sense of resilience and the light to see your way forward. Take a deep breath in and release it slowly. As slowly and gently the light flows higher into your heart center, opening and activating your heart center. Again, imagine in the center of your chest you can see an orb of light. And each time you breathe out, this orb of energy becomes brighter and stronger. until you're surrounded by an energy of pink or green light. And within that light, have an awareness of the plants and the foliage of earth. Have the sense of a summer's day, feeling of optimism and vitality, and a knowingness that all things are connected. All things work in harmony. And everything is working for your highest good. If you take out the judgment, take out the emotion, everything is always working for your highest good. You simply have to be the observer, enjoy the dance, and observe the flow. As slowly and gently the light flows higher into your throat chakra. And here again it opens and expands your throat chakra. Just for a moment, focus on that part of your body and your throat chakra as an orb of light. And have an awareness of this energy opening and expanding, becoming brighter and stronger. Opening and allowing the expression of who you are on a soul level. In whichever way that expression needs to come forth, just have a sense of musical notes, of words, of language, of dance, of body movement, of all your hobbies, everything that lights you up, just flowing out from you, flowing out into the quantum field. As slowly the light from earth flows higher into your brow and into your crown chakra, filling your entire body and all your chakras with beautiful light. Your crown chakra opens and expands, opening, 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 connecting you to the cosmos and the whole and the oneness of who you are. Just for a moment, focus on your crown chakra and imagine you're standing in a beautiful pillar of light. The light that comes down from the cosmos to the highest dimension, within and around your body. If you outstretch your arms to either side of your body, you would still not be able to reach this edge of it. This beautiful pillar of light, this energy of who you are. And standing in that light, bring your awareness into your brow chakra, the chakra for seeing your way forward, the chakra for envisioning. And breathe. And just focus on the brow chakra. And as you focus on the brow chakra, just bring your awareness and imagine that you're standing in a place and you're surrounded by this mist and this fog. Just for a moment, invite the feelings in of what that feels like. Imagine you can sense the mist on your skin and have an awareness of the temperature. And have an awareness of the ground beneath your feet and what you're standing on. And have an awareness of how it makes you feel. And notice how your emotions may make you feel claustrophobic or stuck or unable to see. And have an awareness of how it almost feels as if it's a solid barrier. When in reality, if you move your hands, you can move your hands through it. And then bringing your attention down to your feet, just gently edge your way forward. Take a deep breath and gently move your feet forward. And notice how as you move your feet, the mist seems to move and flow and expand away from you. So slowly and gently, you become aware of almost being in a bubble of space. Just notice what you can see around you in your immediate vicinity. Perhaps you can see the foliage of plants. Whatever it is, notice the textures and the colours. And put your awareness on those rather than the mist. If you can see foliage of a plant, for example, just really look at the leaf shape, the texture of the leaves. Maybe you can even smell an earthy smell. And breathe. Opening your awareness to all your senses. Touch the foliage with your fingertips. Be aware of any smells, any sights, any sounds. And the more you engage your chakras and focus what is in front of you, notice how the mist retracts even more and even more. And now you can move forward confidently because you can see an area in front of your feet quite clearly. And so you gently become aware that you're on a pathway and you're able to walk along this pathway knowing that your feet are firmly on it. So using your imagination, picture yourself walking along the pathway. Taking one step at a time, becoming aware of the scenery around you. And each time you take a step forward, you feel as though your footsteps becoming lighter. You feel as if the weight on your shoulders from feeling stuck and unable to move and not being able to see your way forward is starting to shift. And using your imagination, picture yourself starting to really enjoy the sensation of walking along the path. Imagine you can feel the movement of your arms and your legs. Really imagine you're striding along the path confidently. And using your imagination now, picture the rays of the sun starting to break through the mist up ahead. At first, just notice the pattern of the light as it comes through the mist, and maybe it even casts rainbows on the water droplets. But have an awareness that the mist is retracting and clearing, and you're becoming more aware of the light. Take a deep breath in and continue to walk on the path as the mist retracts more and more until eventually you step free and step out of the mist. And just for a moment now, take in the landscape. You're standing on an escarpment. To either side of you are trees and flowers. And you may see that there's even a wooden bench that you can sit on if you would like and take in the view that's in front of you. Because out in front of you now, you can see a whole landscape of different places to explore, different possibilities. And there's this sense of you can choose whichever way you want to go. And in fact, you're not limited at all. It's simply your choice. So just for a moment, be on the escarpment and either on the bench or standing. And picture yourself outstretching your arms to either side of your body. And breathe in that sense of expansion and freedom. Take a deep breath in. And release it slowly. Above you, the sky is blue now and clear. Just have an awareness of that beautiful expanse of blue and breathe that blue light into your body. Take a deep breath in and really feel that blue light flowing into your body, soaking into every cell and fibre of your physical form. The pale blue light of expansion and freedom Just scan through your body, and if any part of your body feels knotted or tense or draws your attention, imagine that you can see the coloured light flowing into that part of your body, flowing into the organs and into the cells, into the tissues, easing away any remaining tension or uncertainty. Take another deep breath in and release it slowly. And just allow any remaining tension just to melt out your feet. As you breathe in that freedom and that expansiveness and take in the scene that's in front of you. And as you gaze out at the landscape, just have an awareness of your own dreams and aspirations. Have an awareness of what really, really lights you up and makes your heart sing. With no emotional attachment, no thought attachment, no awareness of what is and what isn't possible and doable. Just play with the possibility of what really lights you up. And then look out across the landscape, and what part of the landscape draws your attention? What can you see? Do you see a building? Or do you see an area of trees or a river? Do you see people? Or do you see yourself doing something that you love to do? Just focus on the landscape and smile. And focus and breathe. And as you breathe in, notice how that image becomes stronger, as if you're drawing it towards you. Becomes larger and closer. Just take another deep breath in. And release it slowly. And notice how that image becomes larger and closer, until that image is right at the edge of the escarpment, merging with it. And all you simply have to do is to step forward and step into that image and that perception of reality. So see yourself smiling and standing if you've been sitting on the bench. And take one step forward towards that image. And then take one final deep breath in. And as you breathe out, step into that image. Step into that image. And just have an awareness of it all around you. And have a feeling of the freedom and the feeling of really being yourself. And just enjoy the sensations using your chakras, any smells, any sensations of taste, what it feels like, what you see, and what visions and images it conjures up in your mind's eye. Just really involve and engage all your chakras and all your senses as you play and be in that perception of reality. And absorb those feelings and that energy into your body. Just imagine you're breathing not just through your mouth or your nose now, but all your chakras and all your energy system is breathing into your body. Breathing in that perception of reality. Just have an awareness of what you're doing, of what it feels like, what surrounds you. And have an awareness of connecting to that authentic soul expression of who you are. And then slowly and gently bringing your attention into your feet, have an awareness of where your feet are standing in that perception of reality. Just really observe and feel and have an awareness of where your feet are. And now spend a few moments just walking within and around that perception, playing with it and enjoying it, taking in the experiences and the sensations. And just all the while have an awareness of where your feet are within that. Whether they're within an interior or whether they're outside on the ground. And if so, what surface they're walking on. And just gently, gently move your toes as you do that, feeling the textures and have an awareness of what's beneath your feet. And having an awareness of what's around you. And take a deep breath in and breathe that into your body. And knowing that you can come back to this image and this sense of reality, this perception of who you are and what you are anytime you choose. Gently bring your awareness as you focus and move your feet back into your body, breathing that awareness of where you now are standing into your body. As you smile and slowly open your eyes. I hope you enjoyed that activation. and hopefully it's helped. I'd love to hear feedback from this or any of the other activations. So in order to do that, it would be really cool if you could join my Facebook group, which is Dimensions, the book series and the fairy realm, communication with the elementals, or reach out and do a friend request on Facebook. what else am I on? I'm also on Instagram if you would like to give me a follow on Instagram, but it would be brilliant to hear your feedback and to keep in touch. Until next time, have fun. Blessed be. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you're interested in Kaya Mia or you would like to reach out for a one-to-one session with myself, then please contact me through my website, karwin.co.uk or kayamia.co.uk. Also, I'm on Facebook. And check out the Facebook group, the Dimensions book series and the Fairy Realm, communication with the elementals. Have fun, stand in your joy, and until next time, I leave you with some Atlantean light language.
here we are.